The following is a recording for Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation on Wednesday, August 15th, 2018 at 12:30 p.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have all of our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn today's conference over to Anna Smith. Ma'am, you may begin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our annual exhibitor PR call for shop.org. We're excited to have you join us in just about a month away in lovely, sunny, and very warm Las Vegas. For a show that we believe is going to be one of the best ones yet. We have an amazing list of speakers lined up, including Serena Williams, who's going to be closing out the show for us, and along with some fantastic brands and retailers that are going to be there, getting to know you guys. And then let's not forget the whole purpose of this call is to talk about press. We have so far a really solid list of members of press and analysts that are going to be there wanting to learn more about the whole transformation that we're experiencing right now in the retail industry and how your services are going to help and continue to provide some assistance in the retail industry moving forward. Many of you guys I have shared in advance our PowerPoint presentation for today's call. This presentation is also going to be available inside your Exhibitor Resource Center. And then a recap of this call will also live on that page, just in case if you want to listen to it again after the call is over. If we move on to the second slide of your PowerPoint presentation, you'll see that just a brief overview of what we're going to be covering today, location of the press room, media materials, how to share your news with us, a little more info in the Exhibitor Resource Center, and then I'll share the line with a great colleague of mine from Business Wire, Leon Harbor, who will talk a little bit more about how his services can assist your team while you're there before and there at the show. If we go on to the third slide, you'll see more information surrounding our press room. Our location is room 2205, and we have hours starting Wednesday afternoon, the entire day Thursday, and the entire day Friday. The press room is only available for members of press and analysts. Therefore, if you're looking to do any media interviews, we highly recommend to schedule those either inside of your exhibitor booth or around the expo hall area, as well as maybe some of the restaurants that are there at the beautiful Venetian that can allow you guys some privacy and still have a great conversation with the reporter or the analyst of your choice. On this slide as well, you'll be able to kind of see a map of where your where the press room is in regards to the expo hall and other areas at the show inside the show floor. If we move to the next slide, talk a little bit more about media materials in general. We would love all of our exhibitors to come prepared with press kits surrounding any information that you would like for members of the press to have on hand. We will be placing a table outside of the press office where you can leave these kits, recommending about 10 a day outside of the office. Members of the press and analysts tend to grab this information as they're coming in and out of the press room and then evaluate and see, okay, let me connect with XYZ exhibitor who shared this information here with me, and then we'll go from there. In this slide, I also just provided some direction as to how to ship those media kits if you haven't done so already within your booth number information. Make sure to follow up with any questions in regards to shipment with your exhibiting team, but this is just a brief recommendation on how to get your media materials there. If we go to the next slide, headlines of Share Your News. We'd love to hear everything about any news that you guys are going to be sharing there at shop.org. If you want, please share with us a live link and a copy of your press release at eventpress@nrf.com, and we will be curating all of this information and sharing with members of press when they start asking us, hey, what is the coolest and newest thing that is happening in the expo floor right now that we need to go see? If you don't share that information with us, we won't be able to share it with members of press. So it's kind of one of those things like, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, share information with us, and we'll be able to provide that with members of press. One thing I do want to clarify is that whatever information you share with us. If you would like for it to be embargoed until a certain moment in time, please let us know, and we'll make sure to keep that under wraps until you tell us so. But last but not least is that your PR team should be doing a lot of this outreach, individual outreach, to the members of the press and analysts that are there. Our support is going to be more when people ask us questions, but we think that it will be a much more well-rounded experience if your team is also going out there and talking to press and analysts before and obviously during the moments of the show. Last thing to mention is that we are super engaged on social media from an NRF perspective, and we would love to engage with you guys as you're there at the show. So please make sure that in any news that you're sharing through social platforms that you use the hashtag ShopOrg18, and then tag NRF on any of the platforms that you're using, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And then our team would love to engage with you guys in that through those platforms as well, whether it's liking it, loving it, retweeting it, anything that you can imagine. If you have any questions about social media, feel free to shoot me an email. My information is at the end of this deck, and you can see it in a second. And I could connect you with the head of our social media team who could give you a little bit more guidance on how to share news and connect on social media. When we go to the next slide, our Exhibitor Resource Center, some of the information you're going to find there is exclusively just for exhibitors, including access to the confirmed press list. As of this moment, we have about 45 members of press and analysts confirmed for the show. Our goal for this show is around 75 to 100, and we are on track to meet those numbers. So please make sure to monitor this link as we continue on getting closer and closer to the show. We will be updating this from a weekly basis now until the beginning of September to then it will become on a daily basis an update on that link where you can see all the latest new members of press and analysts that are registering for the show. If you don't have access or you don't know where to find the Exhibitor Resource Center, I have included a link on the PowerPoint presentation of where you can access that page. Please make sure to work with your exhibiting team to obtain the exhibitor code to access the site. That's the only way you'll be able to connect into that page. I know I shared a lot of information, but I really hope it was super helpful. And if you have any questions surrounding the media experience, I have in the next page included my contact information from not only my direct line here at NRF, but my cell phone line as well. So if you need to get a hold of me when we're in Las Vegas, you know how to reach me. And then any other emails could be directed to smitha@nrf.com or at eventpress@nrf.com. I'm now going to hand it over to Leanne Harbor, who can discuss a little bit more about Business Wire.
All right. Thanks, Anna. I'm Leon Harbor, and I manage the event services group for Business Wire. I've been with the company about 25 years, and my primary focus is working with technology shows as well as the NRF in the retail tech space. So some of the services that we're offering for the show is obviously news release distribution. It's a lot of the exhibitors already use us year-round for their news release distribution needs, but for the show we actually have specific options for reaching not only the attending media, but then also the retail tech and media and analysts that are going to be covering the show remotely. So what we're offering is we're hosting an exhibitor news archive, so obviously any press release that is distributed over Business Wire we'll post to that exhibitor news archive. We're offering free distribution of a 100-word exhibitor profile. And this is basically if you're just kind of getting your feet wet with PR or you really don't have that much, really anything to announce, in the least, do this exhibitor profile because it'll get your name out on the Internet to all the different places that Business Wire transmits to. Our news release distribution services for the show start at about $300. And our online press kit offering starts at about $325. I highly recommend if you want to kind of get an overview of what we're offering and get more in-depth with it, go to the link that I have listed at the bottom of the slide for Business Wire Services. So one of the things we run into is when we're working with the show is, an exhibitor will get to the show and then, set up their space, and then they really don't know what to do in terms of doing news release distribution. So, you know, they wonder, well, maybe just some of the bigger companies issue news and they really don't need to. Basically, a lot of the shows that we've worked with, I've seen startups issue news successfully, and I've seen big companies issue news and fail. So, you know, it all depends on your news. Just because you're a small company doesn't mean you shouldn't issue a news release. In deciding, you know, whether or not to issue a release for the show, you have to think about why are you exhibiting. If you're launching a new product or service, you should issue a press release. If you're looking to connect with buyers, you know, strengthen your name, look for investors, basically anything that I have listed here. Those are all reasons to issue a news release. So how does Business Wire fit in? Well, in terms of Business Wire, our basic distribution includes everything that I have listed on the one slide of why do so many companies rely on us. You're hitting not only mainstream media, but you're hitting online media, and it's all done simultaneously. And this also includes websites, mobile devices that we transmit to, because a lot of the news is available through mobile devices now. And this will make your news accessible to not only media and the financial community, but also consumers will have access to this. What makes our service in terms of the news release distribution different from our competitors? There's a lot of things that we include in the press release that seek to optimize the social media aspect of it. So you're going to be able to put in your Twitter information, your Facebook information, basically any of your other social media information, and make that instantly accessible from the press release. And we know that ROI is very important, obviously, so you will get a report after your press release is issued telling you who has been looking at your press release in terms of release views, where the main traffic sources are, and just get you direct access to where that press release has been placed online. So what does the Business Wire press release look like? So I put an example in there of what our actual press release looks like. So this is obviously something you can't do through email. So the Business Wire press release is we put the multimedia first and foremost, because we know that online media will take that content and use it immediately. And then we format the news release so that it's easily readable, and you have the ability to put in a key tweet, so someone can basically just click on a tweet this button and have a direct link to your press release within Twitter. And then also, your social media information is also directly available through that press release. I just put in a couple examples of what this looks like just to kind of give you an idea. So obviously the most important thing is why do reporters use Business Wire for news content? Plain and simple, which has been really good for us, is that we're a trusted source. Not everyone can issue a news release over Business Wire. There is a vetting process. Obviously, it has to be a legitimate company. It has to be legitimate news. And there's a lot of security protocols, that a company goes through to set up an account with us. So that has given us a trusted status with the media. We've been in business for over 50 years, and we're actually owned by Berkshire Hathaway. So, we do have a pretty solid name in terms of getting releases out. In terms of Google, a lot of people really care about just getting their news posted to the top of Google. In the past, you could have probably paid an SEO service to move your news releases around, even if you just posted them, but not anymore. Google actually has updated their service within, I believe, the last year, and they do target legitimate news now to put up there. And one of the sources of legitimate news is a newswire like us. So our news releases will generally show up on the first page in a search. So if someone's looking for news for the show, they're going to generally find news releases from Business Wire. Why do consumers use Business Wire? Well, if you're on any social media site and you see someone's press release that's been posted, if they're interested in it, they can easily share it with their friends, post it up on anything they want. But, the majority of people will set up a news feed on Google of stuff that they're interested in. I do the same thing. And, any topics that I'm interested in, Google will pull that stuff in, and that includes Business Wire news releases. So if you're into, 5K or 5G technology or something like that, any keyword pulls in your Business Wire press release into Google. The last item I was going to talk about was the online press kits. Like I mentioned, the online press kits start at $325. This is just a really easy way for you to make your paper press kit materials online. It's going to be available through the Exhibitor News Archive. Your key contact information is in there. Your social media information is in there. And then, of course, your content is in there. So, you know, anyone looking for your information will be able to just be able to go directly into this press kit, access it, and download your documents. One of the things that we recommend companies do is set up the kit, you know, as far in advance as you can, because you'll get a custom URL for that press kit. And then for your on-site materials, what you can do is make a QR code, put it on a sign, and then put it at your booth. And then that way anyone can walk up, just do a scan of the QR code, and have your basically download your press kit. You can also hand it out on business cards, the URL, and say, yes, our materials are available online if you like them. So it has a lot of versatility, and there's a lot of things that you can do with it. I put in a couple examples of what the online press kit looks like for you, so just so you can kind of get an idea. One of the big points of the online press kit is that it includes a wire advisory promoting it. And this is something our competitors don't do. We believe that if you're going to set up an online press kit, then obviously you should use the power of the wire to promote it. So we do automatically include a wire advisory that will have a direct link to your press kit, and that goes out over the wire. So last but not least is, of course, the shop.org exhibitor news page. So we do host this, and on this archive, you will have all the news releases that were issued via Business Wire, online press kits that, you know, have been made available, and then also multimedia. And the reason that we break out multimedia is because journalists are about 60% more likely to gravitate to press releases with multimedia in it than, you know, without. So by all means, if you're launching a product or service, easily you can include, you know, multimedia, photo, video, PowerPoint, whatever you like into that press release, and then make it easily accessible to the media. As I mentioned in the 300-word profile, there is information on what that looks like within the PowerPoint. And then I wanted to just end my presentation with some helpful tools. So I put in a series of listings of stuff that should help you with your PR. That includes headline testers to see if your press release would do well on Google, identifying keywords within your press release, how far did your URL within your press release travel. So a lot of little, you know, nerdish type tools that you probably like. It's stuff that's always interested me. And that's about it. That's it for me. If you have any questions or any requirements for BusinessWire, just email tradeshow@businesswire.com. And then, of course, I did include the direct link to our services overview at the beginning of my presentation.
Thank you, Leon. Let's open up the line for questions if anybody has any.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Ms. Smith, I'm not showing any questions in the queue at this time.
Great. Well, then, let's wrap up this call. Thank you, everybody, for your time today. And as Leanne and I have mentioned, if you guys have any questions specific to either nrf/shop.org or Business Wire, our information is on that PowerPoint deck. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.